You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Houses of Parliament for a very special event organised by the RNIB. Joining me now from the RNIB is Assistant Campaigns Officer Ross Meegan. Ross, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So can you give us a bit of a summary as to what's actually happening here today and what the purpose of this event is?
Yeah, so we're just about to kick off. We're in Portcullis House in Westminster, and sort of the theme of today's event is vision rehabilitation. So we've got a 3-hour drop-in for MPs and their staff across all parties to come along and sort of learn about vision rehabilitation. Really, it's a service that not a lot of people have heard of. They don't know the benefits of it, the fact that it's an adult social care service that everyone should be able to receive. And we've just got various tables set up around this room just to convey what vision rehab is and how life-changing it can be for the people who receive it.
And what sort of tables have you got here?
Yep, so we've got a few desks. We've got one themed on home and sort of the kitchen and things like that, how vision rehab, what sorts of equipment rehab can provide to help someone in the home. We've got a mobility station talking about all things canes and getting around and mobility training. And we've also got an office and work station as well, talking about all the sorts of little gadgets and pieces of equipment that somebody might use in the workplace. But as well as sort of RNIB staff members, we've also got sort of volunteers here as well who've received rehab. We've got rehab officers as well, so really sort of wide range of perspectives, all sort of talking about the benefits of rehab.
What are you hoping MPs to learn at this event and hopefully take away from them? What's kind of the goal of this event?
So our main sort of campaign ask, we released a new report called Life on Pause a few weeks ago in October, which sort of showed that there's sort of real postcode lottery provision. I think about 26% of local authorities in England left people waiting for longer than a year before receiving rehab, which is way too long and past the recommended limit. So we really want sort of MPs to go away with that message of feeling that people should be able to receive this support, and that RNIB would like the Health Secretary sort of West Streeting to make sure everybody gets that important vision rehab support when they need it, and sort of in a timely manner without having to wait for months or years.
And why is it important for RNIB to be in places and event and do events like these, which reach directly to the MPs?
Yeah, it's just about, like I said, sort of demonstrating the things that sort of vision rehab can enable people to do. I mean, I received rehab sort of about 5-6 years ago, and then about a year after that, I got my first job. And obviously, there was more things that led to that, but vision rehab was a big part of it, and doing those things like cane training and independent living skills. So we sort of want to get across that investing in this kind of support, making sure people can access it, is sort of almost like a cost saver further down the line. People are going into work, people are able to access their hobbies and socialise, and just really to live much more independently than they might otherwise.
Fantastic. Ross Meegan, Assistant Campaigns Officer from the RNIB, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.